This goes to Dr. Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Ball, B-A-L-L, fax 989-775-6472, regarding Lois Gieskin. It's G-I-E-S-K-E-N, like November, date of birth 9/11/1951. Dear Dr. Ball, this is a follow-up visit for Ms. Gieskin with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and history of nephrotic syndrome. Her last visit was November 7th of 2022. She was asking a question about the right kidney cyst, and we reviewed the kidney ultrasound done April 3rd, 2021, and that showed a 2.9 centimeter anechoic cyst with benign imaging features, and no additional imaging follow-up was recommended. So we are not planning on doing any kind of follow-up for the right kidney cyst, which appears to be simple and benign. The patient's feeling well. Her weight is stable. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No incontinence, no dysuria, no edema, no incontinence. Medications, medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from previous visit. It consists of all supplements. Physical examination, weight is 150 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 110 over 60, pulse is 54, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen is soft and non-tender. She has no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 18th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.1 with estimated GFR of 50.5. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 9.8. Albumin 4.4. Phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin 12.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression and no symptoms. We will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. 2, bilaterally small kidneys. 3, history of nephrotic syndrome without recurrence. And 4, benign right renal cyst, not requiring follow-up. The patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.